I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to another episode of The Memo. It is Thursday, March 3rd, 2016. Brad Locke here with W. Derek Russell.
And it's subdued like an AM radio show today.
I came in so hot yesterday.
You came in hot.
Yeah, I came in a little loud.
It's raining outside. It's a little cool. It's okay to make it a little AM, a little NPR in here today.
You're just listening relaxed
to NPR.
Just chill with your cup of coffee or whatever.
Yes. We'll put on the smooth.
Just listen to our mellifluous tones, or however you say that word.
What?
Mellifluous? Is that the word?
You spit on me when you did that.
Sorry.
From all the way over there.
When we were growing up, my dad used to listen to a Sunday morning Broadway show tune show on the public radio station. And, and the guy, they called it cheese music. Have you heard that term before?
I have heard that term before.
So we, of course, all said, because it was cheesy music, because, you know, when we were kids growing up. But the guy would... he'd have these long pauses. He would talk like really subdued, and we'd be like, "Is he still there?"
Kind of like Jim Rome. He'll just stop talking for 5 seconds. You're like, "Is the station off the air?"
Yeah,
then he'll come back.
It's like you remember when Charles Grodin had a talk show on MSNBC years ago?
Yeah, I didn't really watch it, but I remember what you're talking about.
He would just kind of daze out for a minute, and when they would do it on, they would make fun of him on SNL. Dana Carvey would play Charles Grodin, and whoever was the guest, they'd be out of frame. It would just be him on frame, and he would have dazed out because he took these long pauses, and they would like get smelling salts, and he'd just wake up and get right back into the sentence in the middle of this. Like, he'd just pass out.
Charles Grodin, yeah, I remember. Is he still alive?
Charles Grodin's still
alive.
I
hadn't seen him lately because I used to see him on Letterman all the time.
And he and Letterman
would go back and forth. It was just hilarious. And Grodin,
he's a funny guy.
He is. Yeah, good actor.
Remember him from the Beethoven movies?
Yeah. So.
Or Great Muppet Caper, which you've probably never seen.
The what?
The Great Muppet Caper. It's the second Muppet
movie. I've seen most of the Muppet movies. I want to say I've probably seen... Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen that one at least once. It's been a while.
He's the bad guy.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
It's good. See, you got your Mustache Bash shirt.
Yeah, Mustache Bash shirt. Bought it yesterday with my ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good. It's purple.
It is purple.
I like the color scheme this year.
It is purple.
Purple with the VW bus... On the front.
I'm surprised they didn't put the mustache on the bus.
They should have done that,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But anyway, yeah, so that's a... Yeah, I got that. I got my ticket March 19th, a little over 2 weeks away.
Where can you get the shirts? I'm sure Cafe 212. Is there anywhere else you can get them?
I don't know. I know is Cafe 212. There may be, but...
That's the only place you need to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, get you some coffee while you're there.
Did you see the Cubs manager, Joe Madden, showed up at spring training with a bus like that?
I did not. That would not surprise me at all.
Because it's like this new trend in spring training that all the players are showing up like in these outrageous cars. And so it was kind of a twist on that.
I can't remember who
it
was, but I read last year about a pitcher who was basically, he was driving around in a bus like that and basically living out of it.
Yeah. A guy for the Blue Jays. I don't remember his name.
It was kind of a funny story, but... Yeah, that's something Joe Madden, I could see him doing.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, it's spring training baseball.
It is.
Coming up soon. Go Cardinals.
Even though it doesn't feel like spring yet. Well, one day it might.
Giants had their first game yesterday.
Yeah.
Just good to see them.
Cardinals played like Florida Atlantic, some college team. You're a Cubs fan, Derek? I can't remember.
It varies.
Cubs and Cardinals, if that's possible.
Yeah, I do like the Cubs and the Cardinals.
That makes no sense.
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
You can like two things.
Not those two things.
Why?
He's already established he likes Ole Miss and Mississippi State, too.
No.
My dad's the same way. He likes Ole Miss and State.
Yeah. You don't throw a... You're unbiased.
I'm just a Cardinals fan. Otherwise,
I'm talking about when it comes to State and Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The only team I cheer for at any level now is the St. Louis Cardinals. I don't watch the NFL much. NBA, you know, I probably should get into that because I was watching Steph Curry doing insane things the other night on TV. Happened across his game when they beat OKC in OT. I should probably watch the NBA again just for Steph Curry. He had like a 35-foot shot at the buzzer or something. But anyway, otherwise, besides the Cardinals, I really have no loyalties in sports. Just want to be entertained.
It's okay.
So, Speaking of entertaining, I saw the new the first Ghostbusters trailer.
Did you?
I did.
I'm excited for
looks
that.
Looks promising.
It does look very good.
Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, and two other ladies I don't recognize.
It's because you don't watch SNL.
I don't.
They're both on SNL.
Okay.
Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones.
Yeah, I don't watch SNL anymore.
And Chris Hemsworth in there, too.
Chris Hemsworth.
For a brief moment.
Nice.
Thor himself.
Nice. Yeah, it looks...
That dropped this morning, so...
What is the plot at all related to
We don't know. There's some...
Sorry, they've got the scientist again, female scientist, plus a
regular
person.
There's a reference that it could be... They've said all along that it was going to be a reboot and not reference the original, but there's some references in the trailer that suggest that that Dan Aykroyd and all that came before, and this was 30 years later, so it may actually be a sequel.
Yeah, it says 30 years ago, four scientists saved New York. Like, that's right at the beginning of the trailer, so it's obviously at least acknowledging the previous... previous movies, so they only had two Ghostbusters, didn't they, back then? You know, because these days, there were four.
Yeah. Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and Ernie Hudson.
Ray.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about. I'm sorry. Actual movies.
Oh yes, there are two original movies.
Okay, because these days they would have made three.
Yeah. Yeah, there were two. There's one in 84 and one in 89. Yeah, Ernie Hudson coming to Tupelo
this
weekend.
Ernie Hudson, what's he doing in Tupelo?
He's speaking at the Toyota event at the Bancorp South Conference.
The R Mississippi.
Yeah. The R Mississippi. They're going to honor Jack Reed Sr. and William Winter there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
With a Ghostbuster.
That's awesome. Good timing, too. Are you going to go out and talk to him?
You think we can get him to say, I love this town?
It'd be great. I think it's going to be, I think that should be a good thing. It's like $100 a ticket, but it goes to a good cause.
You going to buy tickets just to see Ernie Hudson?
I hope I'm going to talk to Mr. Dennis Sid and see if I can do a little advance interview with the man himself.
What's Ernie Hudson up to these days?
He's still acting.
I figured. Haven't seen him.
He's in the new, they're all in the new Ghostbusters movie, whether it's a cameo or what, I don't know, but all of them, including Sigourney Weaver.
Ooh, Sigourney Weaver.
Except for Rick Moranis, because he's lost in Canada somewhere, sadly.
Yeah, Rick Moranis, whatever happened to him?
He retired from acting.
Shrink
he just
himself
does music
and
now.
Disappeared.
He just does his music.
He does what?
He just does his music.
He does music?
Oh, he's a great musician.
I did not know that.
Bluesgrass musician.
Really? He and Steve Martin pick banjos together?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I just made that up. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Huh. Well, I made all that money off the Ghostbusters and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movies. I guess he could retire off
Little
that.
Shop of Horrors. The list goes on for him.
Yeah, he had a lot of good ones.
Everything.
He had a lot of good ones.
In the 80s.
Definitely. Anyway, so when's that movie come out, the new Ghostbusters?
July. Not too long to wait for
that
one.
A summer blockbuster movie. Mm-hmm. That'll be good. I'll go see that one. I have to go see that one in theaters. You know what's great about this, the reboot? I mean, back then, the special effects for the 80s were pretty good for that movie, I would say. Of course, my kids saw it recently on TV. We were skipping across channels, and they were like, oh, look at those cheesy effects. I'm like, it was like 84, okay? Back then, that was really good. But now, you know, it's 2016.
When they shut down the containment unit?
Yeah.
All the ghosts came out?
Yeah. Sure, looking back now, it's kind of cheesy looking.
But I was so mad.
But it's still great. It's still great, but yeah.
Walter Peck.
Wonder if, did I see Slimer?
Slimer is in there.
Yeah, I did see him in the preview.
Yeah. In fact, I was...
What's he been up to?
Scrolling through Twitter right now.
Yeah, what's Slimer been up to for 30 years?
I working on Donald Trump's campaign, actually. So.
What's he been doing for 30 years? I don't know.
He's been in that containment unit.
Well, okay. That'll be fun.
I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
We got more to talk about on today's show, though.
Oh, wait, we have a show today.
We do have
a
show.
Wait, we're on? Are we recording?
This is live.
I thought we were just talking.
No. Well, yes. That's how the show works. We
I
talk.
I tricked you, Brad.
I didn't know we were starting yet.
Yeah.
Even though I did the intro.
So when I come in, you just go, welcome to the memo, whenever I enter the room.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the memo. That'd be kind of weird. Okay. Yeah, what do we got on the show today?
We got Zach Orsborn joining us.
Zach Orsborn.
And I'll be telling you about the scene section for this wet weekend ahead.
What's happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not soccer tonight, it looks like.
Nobody's playing soccer.
They hadn't canceled yet, but... I'm going to go ahead and say it's not happening.
Who's supposed to be playing soccer?
My daughter.
Your kid? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, soccer at that age is a hoot. Ugh. My son played when he's about that age. Yeah, it's just like a swarm of small bodies following a soccer ball around the field.
Basically.
And you know, through just pure luck, someone will score a goal.
Yeah.
Is there a goalie? And does the goalie stay in front of the goal?
There's a goalie.
There's not an R league.
Is there not?
No, no goalie.
There was when Drew played, but I think he was six at the time. Wesley is a little younger.
Maybe. Wesley's four. Yeah.
He didn't play that age. Yeah. So. Huh. Okay. All right. Let's get to the show.
All right.
So welcome in Zach Orsborn to the show. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Brad. How are you?
Your name's kind of fun to say. I just realized that this morning. Zach Orsborn.
After hearing it for 22 years, it's not.
Kind of sick of it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
You're only 22.
He's 22?
Good Lord.
I'll be 23 in
He's
June.
A baby with a beard. Zach Orsborn.
I came out with a beard, so.
You came out with a beard.
Yeah.
We have you on the show for a reason, because you have this story about downtown development. And this guy, this out-of-town developer who has Tupelo ties, his name is Wesley Crunkleton, which is an amazing name.
Kind of like Orsborn.
Yeah, that's fun to say, too. Crunkleton. He's from over in Huntsville. And, of course, as we know, Tupelo has paid a couple of visits to Huntsville to get some ideas for, you know, downtown and city revitalization. But his wife used to live in Tupelo, so he would come over here often to visit the in-laws. And he noticed kind of the improvements the city made, over the years, downtown, Fair Park, that whole area, and bringing in restaurants and retail, and that's basically what he does in Huntsville. He's got some projects over there to help grow that city, and now he's bought a building downtown, a 5,000 square foot building, formerly occupied by Regions Bank. Exactly where is this building at? Remind me.
It's do you know where Renaissance Insurance is?
Yes.
It's over in that area.
Okay.
They got the whole building.
Okay. So what's he kind of planning to do with this?
He's just a real estate investor. So right now he just bought the building, and he's going to get lease it out to other companies, probably restaurants or retail space. It was announced at the Downtown Tupelo Main Street Association board meeting, and they – going to bring in some restaurant or retail, and not sure when, but probably soon.
I know he sees some similarities between Huntsville and Tupelo. What did he talk about there about as far as what he sees in that respect?
Yeah, well, the reason he was attracted to Tupelo so much was he noticed that how much the city had been trying to improve walkability, and how all the restaurants and retails have been opening up downtown, and he saw the passion of the business owners, and that's kind of what he sees in Huntsville too. And there's some similarities between the two cities, even though Huntsville is larger, but and with a bigger population, but there's still kind of the same charm. And in Huntsville, he's done a lot with revitalizing the downtown. Right now, he's in the process of taking an old parking garage and building retail and kind of just revamping some older buildings.
Of course, we know we got the Elvis Trail going on right now. A lot of work going on downtown and over toward the east side of town as well. To have an out-of-town developer, I mean, it seems like city officials have really welcomed him and very willing to work with him on this. I mean, you got somebody with that kind of expertise. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. The thing, I talked to John Milstead, and he's the Vice President of Planning and Property Management for Community Development Foundation, and he's the one that takes the city officials on the trips.
Right.
And when they went to Huntsville, they saw a high quality of life, and he said people are drawn to that. In order to draw high quality jobs, you have to have a high quality of life.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Mayor Jason Shelton has been doing, is kind of up in the quality of life. And also talked to him, and he said the developers see the success that others are having and want to be a part of it. He said there's economic boom, but we're still not at the peak of downtown development.
Yeah.
It's still ongoing.
Yeah, you see a lot of downtowns, you know, just kind of tend to crumble over time, especially small towns. And seeing Tupelo actually kind of really downtown area has bloomed in recent years with the efforts they've made. So good story. Y'all can read more about it in today's journal at djournal.com as well. And follow Zach on Twitter at @thedaily_Zach. @thedaily_Zach. That's Zach with a K.
Mm-hmm. Why would you write out underscore in a Twitter name? I thought that was kind of weird.
You're not doing this interview. Go back to your corner.
I'll be over here if anybody needs me.
Zach Orsborn. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Need to remind y'all of the two sports podcasts we have here, produced by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Had a new episode of Prep Rally dropped on Wednesday. Gene Phelps and myself talking high school sports, the state basketball tournament getting underway in Jackson actually early this morning. They got things going about 9 a.m. So Gene Phelps is now down there, but we previewed the state tournament on yesterday's show. We got 25 area teams vying for state titles. You can listen to that podcast on iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. And today, this afternoon, we'll have a new episode of Double Coverage, Ole Miss and MSU Sports Talk with Paris Alford and Logan Lowry. I know they'll be talking about last night's basketball game. Ole Miss beat State at the Pavilion. Stephen Moody had a big game, 43 points. So look for that this afternoon. Also, you can listen to that on iTunes, your podcast app, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com. Time now for today's news memo, and for more on these stories, you can read the Daily Journal or visit djournal.com. A proposal to consolidate the Houston, Oklahoma, and Chickasaw County school districts passed the Senate by a 30-18 margin on Wednesday. A similar proposal in the House was amended to create a commission to study the issue of consolidation and make recommendations to the legislature next year. That amendment was proposed by Oklahoma Democrat Preston Sullivan. The differences between the House and Senate bills will have to be worked out later this session. Senator Russell Jolly of Houston said the three school districts in Chickasaw County are making progress and just need a little more time.
Legislation that passed the House on Wednesday would allow the city of Tupelo to establish a leisure and recreation district where people can take an alcoholic beverage outside of a restaurant. Representative Steve Holland of Plantersville said the proposal could ensure that alcoholic beverages could be served at such events as the Elvis Presley Festival. It also could ensure that liquor could be served outside at restaurants in the alley west of Tupelo City Hall. Representatives Randy Boyd of Mantachie and Shane Aguirre of Tupelo co-sponsored the amendment along with Holland.
Former Governor William Winter and the late Jack Reed Sr. will be honored at the third annual Our Mississippi Honors Diversity Gala on March the 12th. The event will be hosted at 6 p.m. at the Bancor South Conference Center. Legend publishing owner Wesley Wells of Tupelo founded the event in 2014 and recruited Toyota Mississippi as a premier sponsor. Wells said he is expecting 300 to 350 people to attend from throughout the state. Winter and Reed are recipients of the Lifetime Achievement Award. Guest speaker at the gala will be film, television, and stage actor Ernie Hudson.
The Mississippi House has voted to expand medical exemptions to childhood vaccination requirements that are some of the tightest in the nation. Mississippi State Department of Health spokesman Liz Charlotte said the state has the best immunization laws on the books right now. Under House Bill 938, out-of-state physicians could approve medical exemptions that would allow Mississippi children to avoid some or all vaccinations that are required to attend school. Under current law, the state health department must approve medical exemptions. The bill says the health department could not reject exemptions granted by physicians. And we do want to remind you about our Entertain Us movie contest going on right now. The contest has now reached the championship round, and we need you to determine the winner. The championship pits Life Lessons by Kabir Blake Gupta against Forgotten by James Puckett. Voting began on Thursday and will continue until Sunday night at midnight. Visit djournal.com/entertainus to watch the videos and choose your favorite.
And crown a champion.
Be entertained.
Yes, be entertained.
What do they get again, Chris, the winner?
They get a if I'm remembering
director's
right.
Director's chair.
I think it's a director's chair and a movie slate.
Yeah,
personalized, yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's down to the final two.
I'm going to try to see if we can get the winner on our show next week, too.
I dig it.
Yeah.
That'll be good. Okay.
Cool. All right.
Speaking of entertaining things. Scene section is in today's journal, and you can read this stuff at djournal.com. What's going on this weekend, Derek? We got Itawamba High School doing the Sound of Music.
If you had trouble finding it today, look in your A section. There was no C section. No C section in your paper today. It was part of the A section. Yes, you will find, of course, Itawamba High School, Agricultural High School, is doing the Sound of Music.
The only musical I like.
It's an odd choice. But the one you like.
I've discussed this before. My sister watched it every day after school for years, and it was like Stockholm Syndrome. I got to the point I actually liked it.
TCT doing A Higher Place in Heaven. That is next weekend. That was our centerpiece story today.
Sure was.
The lead in the show, Miss Leslie Chris.
Oh, how about that? Leslie Chris.
I know her.
Yeah.
Well, Brad, you know who she is because she's sitting right across from you right now.
Yeah, I didn't recognize her in the picture because she had that grandma wig on.
Leslie Chris. Grandma wig. Is that the appropriate term?
I don't think so, no.
No. I think you look very distinguished.
Oh, yeah, Thank you. I didn't mean that as an insult.
I even took a selfie with you on stage the
other night. They actually changed that wig. They took a white wig away from me because they said it made me look too old and then gave me that one.
Okay.
She's silver-headed now.
I'm only supposed to be 55, which, as we all know, Leslie Chris is older than 55, but apparently in the 1920s, when this is set, 55 meant one foot in the grave because people didn't live past 60, so.
Well, it was the 20s.
You're already on your rocker on your porch.
I am, in this and week. I stay there.
So I was telling Brad it's a prequel to 2 Samuel that they did a few years ago, but kind of tell us what this one is about.
Well, it's just a really good story about the relationship in one family in the South, in Georgia, 2 Samuel, Georgia, and about how sort of the definition of a family, you just sort of have to... as one of the lines says, you take the word family and pick it up and look at it, and sometimes it means different things. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to give anything away because there's some surprises in the show.
There are a few surprises in it.
It's a really powerful and poignant story with, I think, a lot of humor, too.
It is very humorous. Now, this is next weekend. It's a small ensemble cast. It's only six of you.
Six, that's right.
Is that right? On stage, all takes place in front of the plantation home of New Hope.
New Hope.
With you and Tanya Smith in your rocking chairs.
That's right.
Holding court.
We get up out of those chairs a few times.
Yeah. I did say a minute ago, you are the star of the show. Yes. It is an ensemble cast, but it does center around you and your family. So is this your first... foray into being the having the most lines,
pretty much. Yeah. And you know, Miss Simpson, I think Miss Madison, if she's considered like a major character, it's only because of the trouble she causes and the, you know, some of the stuff she does.
It's not trouble,
it's troublesome in a way, but I mean, you know, she does always try to do the right thing, but she's sort of a curmudgeon.
Were you surprised when you, I mean, you obviously knew some of the roles going into this, so were you?
Well, I didn't. I just knew they needed somebody my age. And, you know, I decided I was going to go audition because I've never auditioned for a show before, and that part scares me to death. And I decided I would do it just to sort of kick my introverted self out of my comfort zone. But I chickened out on Sunday night, but I did go on Tuesday night and got it done. You know, thought, I did it. That was a good thing. I auditioned for a show. And then the next day I got a call asking me if I would take the role of Miss Madison. And I said yes.
Happily.
Happily, but, you know, surprised. Certainly surprised because I didn't expect to get the role. I just was trying to make myself do something that made me uncomfortable. And I can assure you, playing Miss Madison has really kicked me out of my comfort zone.
So,
and learning lines at my age,
come on.
Well, there's a lot of lines, and it's been a challenge. But
heroin.
Harrowing? Yeah, absolutely.
Not heroin. Sorry,
absolutely harrowing.
Well, we're excited to see you. I enjoyed what I got to see the other night. So this is next weekend at the Lyric, the 10th through the 12th.
Right.
Tickets available now, 844-1935. Leslie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for asking me.
Well, I, for one, will be at the Lyric next weekend to see our very own Leslie Chris. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it'll be fun. To me, it's such a cool story, too, of, you know, just her pushing herself out of her comfort zone, mm-hmm. as she said, and just kind of,
yeah. Saturday is also the first ever Tupelo Comic Con going on this weekend.
It'll be a big deal.
So that'll be Saturday at the Link Center.
What hours start?
10 to 10, I think.
Okay.
It starts at 10.
Pretty
I'm not sure.
Day.
10 until question mark.
Yeah, that'd be a cool event for Tupelo.
In typical party form. We could reference my column, but
I was going to ask you about your column. You actually wrote about politics.
I got that mad.
You promised it yesterday.
Got any angry emails from Trump supporters?
You know, I haven't, which gives me hope for Northeast Mississippi.
Well, of course, I haven't actually put the column online just yet as we're talking. I've actually got it right here ready to go.
I don't know. The voicemails I had this morning were about where Scene Section was in the paper, so... not about the column in question, so we shall see if it goes any further than that. I don't think I did anything.
I'm about halfway through it. I haven't read it at all.
I was intrigued
by your comment about how much peanut butter do you use. My answer would be copious amounts.
Copious amounts of peanut butter is the correct quantity.
You never have too many.
There's
too
no such thing as too much peanut butter ever.
There's not.
And okay. I didn't.
We can agree on that.
I didn't eat dinner last night, so I'm a little hungry. There's also speaking of. Wow, two things going on at Link Center on Saturday I didn't think about. You've got Tupelo Comic Con. You've also got the Waymores in concert Saturday night. That's Tom Kimmel. We've talked about him on the show.
Yep.
His band with two other singer-songwriters out of Nashville. They're going to be performing as well. So you can read that story in your Daily Journal today. Scott Morris out sick, not joining us. We wish him well, but...
He still had a movie review in the paper today.
He did. He saw Eddie the Eagle, which is the new Hugh Jackman... biopic, I guess you could say. It's based on a true story.
See, I always thought it was pronounced biopic.
Yeah.
Even though I know it stands for biographical picture. So biopic makes sense. I just always pronounce it in my head biopic.
Biopic is some sort of surgery or something.
Yeah, something involving your eyes.
So I know the story of Eddie the Eagle, but I actually have not seen the film.
I was a kid when he was in the Olympics. I remember watching with fascination this... guy from Great Britain, of all places, doing the...
Come out of nowhere.
Yeah, doing the ski
Cinderella job. Story, come out of nowhere.
So, that was when I was a kid, like I said, that was interesting to follow that. I'm trying to remember which Olympics was that. Was that 84, 88?
88, I believe.
No.
It had to be one of those, because I remember it pretty vividly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 88.
Okay. That's Scott's movie review today, and he gives it a B+, so maybe worth checking out.
Yeah, he said in it, I'm looking at it, in front of me, Taron Egerton plays Eddie the Eagle,
Egerton,
I guess.
I believe, yeah.
But he said, I think the story kind of sweeps you away a little bit. He mentioned that there are some problems. He said Hugh Jackman, a couple times it got to him that he started thinking Wolverine, his character maybe is too similar to Wolverine. And so there were some scenes. He plays a guy who's training Eddie the Eagle. And there were times when he felt like Wolverine was the guy talking to Eddie. So he said that was a little weird. And he said it had a kind of a 1980s feel with some training montages and obligatory bullies. And
there's nothing wrong with a 1980s feel to a sports film. You give me a montage and a bully, and I'm we're set. That's Karate Kid all over it.
But he said for the most part, he was swept away by the triumphant ending. Kelly gave it an A. Calls it a fun movie with a great message, and it is at Cinemark in Tupelo.
Okay. Eddie the Eagle. Okay, check it out. Anything else we need to talk about here, Derek? What's going on?
I think we're good.
Okay, good. Well, then let's remind y'all about Capital View. It's a webcast that we do here at djournal.com. Shuffling papers around, sorry. It's a webcast we do each Monday afternoon during this current legislative session over at djournal.com. Capitol Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison joins me to provide commentary and analysis on the issues being debated by Mississippi lawmakers. You can watch live each Monday around 2 o'clock. If you miss it, catch the replay later in the day at djournal.com. And as I said, new episodes will be released as long as the legislature is in session. So check out Capitol View there. It's good stuff from Bobby. You can edit out all that grunting I just did, right, Chris?
Nope, leave it in.
Show's running short. We need more filler.
need more grunting.
These sinuses are just killing me right now. So,
what are you going to do on this wet Thursday?
I don't know.
There's more grunting for you.
I wanted to stay in bed.
Yeah, can't do that. You have a job.
I know.
Kids.
Stupid
responsibilities.
Work. Yeah, so I'll just keep working.
Even though you look like an overgrown man child with that thing on your face, you actually have to do things.
Yeah, I do.
Hmm.
Hey, something else we should promo, Chris. I didn't think about it. We got the election night thing coming up next week.
Yeah, we sure do.
We're going to do a live webcast for that, aren't we?
We will, yeah. Tuesday night, Mississippi primary, which is also the first congressional election. So we're still getting the exact details worked out, but I'm thinking we'll probably start about 7:30, maybe run for about an hour and talk through the results and as they come in and kind of have some analysis and whatnot.
See if Trump wins Mississippi. Yeah. That'll be interesting to watch. So check that out Tuesday night. Mississippi doesn't get in on Super Tuesday. Why is that?
There's a really good reason, and I forget what it is.
They were thinking that, and I may not have this exactly right, but my understanding is when they were setting the date for it, if things on Super Tuesday were still muddied, I guess if you're part of Super Tuesday, there are so many states that are part of Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
So you're not. So the candidates aren't going to care about Mississippi. They're not going to come to Mississippi. They're going to focus on other prizes. And the thought was by going afterward, if the picture was still a little hazy, then Mississippi could play kind of a major role in a follow-up right after Super Tuesday.
Yeah, I think I did see where Ted Cruz is coming back to Mississippi.
Okay, so
that may, you know, probably he may not if they had had it on Super Tuesday.
I know John Kasich has been here several times. I think he was here on Super Tuesday
He was in Mississippi.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it for the show today, fellas.
All right. Be back again on Monday.
We will. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at DJournalMemo. Send us an email, memo@journalinc.com. I'm on the Twitter at Bradlock.
The E is silent.
The E is silent.
It's just a struggle for you today, isn't it, Brad?
Today's a struggle, man. The rain,
sorry.
The crud, and the lack of sleep. It's all great. It's super. It's great, though. I'm happy. It's fine.
Well,
you keep saying that over and over.
Yeah, I was going to say, you keep convincing yourself.
You sound like a teenage girl, Brad.
It's fine.
I'm fine.
Find us online at DJournalMemo on Twitter.
I just said that.
Did you?
At DJournalMemo.
It's hard to find through the grunting and the complaining over there.
We're doing a show here.
We're on Twitter.
Yeah. We're also on Twitter at DJournalMemo. Actually, I was trying to go for at DJournalNow is what I was trying to
at
say.
These
stories
now
you can find online at DJournalNow.
That's the DJournal. .com, Twitter.
And DJournal.com.
We're just trying to subliminally plant DJournal Memo in your mind.
Memo.
Tell your friends.
You know, I was going to a party the other night, Memo, and I was listening to something in the car on the way there, the Memo podcast, and I was thinking to myself while I was going to the party, boy, these guys sound really good on the Memo podcast. And,
was that Kevin Nealon
over
there?
Kevin Nealon.
Subliminal man.
We'll see you guys on Monday.
See ya.